now to a new novel. It's called The Lady Matador's Hotel by Christina Garcia. Our critic Ellen Chu says it is the writing, not the plot, that makes the novel rewarding.
In The Lady Matador's Hotel, a novel just over 200 pages, Christina Garcia packs together a group of characters who could easily populate an epic. A Japanese-Mexican-American female bullfighter who's come to the capital of an unnamed Central American country for a round-robin competition with some other lady matadors. There are some vengeful left-wing guerrillas, some military men in town for a convention, and businessmen and lawyers, waiters and poets and pregnant mistresses, most of them in residence at a luxury hotel. The Matadora wants to win the competition. The guerrillas want to assassinate a particularly horrifying military man, and the plot gets off and running. But what makes this novel so appealing is quite paradoxical. For all of the characters and their motives, it actually has little narrative drive, but instead creates its effects by force of language, by metaphor, and the plumbing of the minds and hearts of Garcia's major characters. Here's how she describes one of the characters, a local Korean factory owner, who's convinced that nothing that happens in public is of any truthful value. Whatever drama and meaning life holds, he thinks, takes place behind closed doors or deep inside the bloody chambers of the heart. That's where Garcia takes us for most of the action, into the bloody heart and fraught psyche of a woman plotting a revenge murder, into the twisted mind of a weightlifting general, into the promiscuous and happy-go-lucky spirit of the female bullfighter, who even after she is gored, plans to fight again only a few days later. Her bullfighting costume, her suit of lights, lends sparkle and shine to this paradoxical and delightful and somewhat dangerous near-prose poem of an epic.
The Lady Matador's Hotel is by Christina Garcia. Our reviewer is Ellen Chuse. This is NPR.